Welcome to 95 Google Daily for February 20th, 2018. I'm your host, Stephen Hall. First up, today is Google Pay Day. Android Pay's rebrand began rolling out on the Play Store today, and while most of the app's core features are exactly the same as before, the new app gets a new multi-tab interface that separates a new home section with a wide variety of relevant information from a cards tab where you'll store all your, well, cards. Finally, Google detailed today how its other app, Google Wallet, will change with this rebrand. Wallet is being renamed as Google Pay Send and will also be getting update and redesign soon. Next, a couple of under-the-hood improvements in the works for Google's forthcoming Android P release were found by XDA. First, a source code commit suggests that potentially harmful apps running in the background will be blocked from accessing the camera at a system level, meaning apps will only have access to the camera when actively being used. Another Android P-related commit was also found that suggests Google is working to block access to the microphone when apps are idle as well. Finally, it turns out that one of the Apple HomePod's most annoying issues is also afflicting some with the Google Home Max. The folks over at Tom's Guide did an extensive test recently where they placed a wide variety of smart speakers on a piece of recently polished wood and found only three of them left a mark of some kind. There was the Apple HomePod, which of course we already knew about, the Sonos One, and finally the Google Home Max. This is the first time we've seen this, so it's not clear if perhaps the kind of situations in which the Max's silicon pad would stain wood might be less common than others. But it's probably wise to keep an eye out for it regardless. Read these stories and much more on 95google.com and subscribe to 95 Google Daily in Google Play, Pocket Casts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday.